And I remember down at my old home place, just in there, that guy showing you the picture of where I was born. We didn't have but one or two deep wells down there. They were water wells come from the ground. The water came out of the ground. They were cool. You could take a watermelon, put him in the bag, get him down in there, and get him pretty good to eat.
Put it down.
Where'd
you, how'd you keep your food in the old days?
Well, some people had cellars that they kept things in. Things would keep cooler down there. And the other would, sometimes we'd set it in the ice box and the sawdust and stuff down there. In containers and stuff like that, but a lot of it didn't get refrigerated. You just had to keep it fresh all the time. You couldn't keep it.
Well, you know your leftover vittles from eating where we put them.
We never had too much leftover. Now I remember at my home, we never cooked supper. But we always ate leftovers from dinner, but between dinner and supper, it is all right, you know. But we had at my home a big bunch there all the time. And we had to cook most of the time, practice all the time, that I know anything about. And she'd cook breakfast and supper. Hell, we used to cook a breakfast like dinner. And probably cook a chicken or a bunch of squirrels or something. Make a bunch of biscuit. You know, bread. You couldn't buy light bread, frankly, because I never liked it. I didn't. You'd have these big old hot biscuits and butter, and we'd make that our. Had our own butter most of the time. And, well, all the time. I don't know if we ever bought any butter.
But if you kept stuff like that too long, it would get what?
Hmm?
You ever keep stuff like that too long?
Well, I don't know that we did. I remember one year I used to saw down in the wintertime a lot of meat, pork, hog meat. And I remember one year I was in my middle-aged years almost, so, and used to kill a lot of hogs and things. And you salt them down, and I had a government recipe for how to cure meat, you know. And I killed a big batch of hogs in January. And I put them down in salt and brine, and other preparation, you know, and I'd smoke them. That January, it got hot and it stayed hot. I believe if it had just cooled off for two or three nights, it would have been all right. But that year, it didn't, and it just, I hauled a wagon load of that stuff out to just spoil.